Like, I uploaded my video on February 8th of 2017, and then I got the call on January 2nd, 2018.
See, yeah. You never know. You just never know.
Yeah, you never know. I always like to tell people, if you never ask, you'll never know, or you never try, you'll never know. So, like, always just go for it. No matter what field you are in, if you have a dream, just honestly, like, if you are really passionate about it, just put yourself out there. You'll never know what's going to happen for you.
I never knew the importance of work-life balance until I had my son. I wanted to create a platform to inform single mother, lady bosses, that you can do it. This podcast is all-inclusive, safe haven-based, designed for women, a woman supporter to grow in all areas of their lives. I want to talk about fashion, health and wellness, work balance, work life, entrepreneurship, gender roles, stereotyping, single motherhood, and so much more. Thank you all for listening to Evie Unbounded. And once again, I'm your loving host, Evie Jane.
Welcome back to the Evie Unbounded podcast, where I get to interview amazing, inspiring individual on this story. Today, I'd like to bring onto the show a public figure, singer, songwriter, and actress from Malaysia and Singapore, Cheryl Kay. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi.
It's so funny because I actually know Cheryl before, and I didn't know she was the singer in one of my favorite movie. And obviously, people probably know which one's my favorite movie, but in case you guys don't know, Crazy Rich Asian, but again, I might be biased, but she was the one who actually sang the song Money. And I was like, no way, because she's so tiny and petite. There's no way she had a voice for that. But and then we were at the Chinese restaurant. That's the first time I met you, right?
Yes, yes.
And then she did really sing in the restaurant of that song. So I'm a believer. She is who she says she is. And she really actually sang that well. It wasn't like computer, you know, it was actually her natural voice. Anyway, she's currently based in LA. And, you know, she's seen the Money in Crazy Rich Asian. And then she'll also have like opening title screen and ending credit song remixed by Awkwafina, another famous actress I love and adore, of Warner Brother. And then you're also going to recognize her as one of the contestants from this season's American Idol 2021. And who are you singing with a celebrity judge, right?
I got the chance to sing with Lionel Richie, which was amazing. I always dreamt about singing the song Endless Love with him. So I was very, very happy that he, you know, when I suggested to sing it with him, he was like, yeah, let's do it. So it was super impromptu and we walked in and we did it. And it will be a memory I will cherish for a lifetime.
Okay, is there any way we can see that? Can I find that anywhere? Because now I'm really interested to see it.
Of course, yeah, it's available on YouTube. You can search it up. Just, you know, look up Cheryl Kay, Lionel Richie, American Idol 2021, because it was aired this year.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to it. And I know that you also released 3 original singles, Here to Stay, Who Are You, and Better. Yes. And, in 2021, this year, you also released another duet single with Guy Tang. Anybody who know about Guy Tang, I don't know if you guys watch another show, which my friends produce at Kelly. So Kelly produced a show, Bling Empire, one of the, I would say, the star, Guy Tang. Well, he also sing, and then he sing a song with Cheryl called Ready to Love.
Yes.
Okay, so how we can listen to your song, your single, and this new song you sing with Guy Tang?
Yeah, you can, you know, it's available on all major music platforms. So you can look it up on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, everything that you basically have online, you can search it up and you'll find it.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so I wish you can see something, sing something for us, but I'm still going to do that. I'm still going to make sure to sing just a little bit us because... I know we're doing podcasts and you don't see her, but go find her on YouTube, or if you watch American Idol, you will see her. She's very petite. So, but when she sings, her voice is so like strong.
Oh,
it's just, no, it is. It just doesn't match because she's so tiny. So I don't know how she does it. And then there was other people who hear her sing was shocked by how a great singer she is and how strong her voice is. Okay, so I want to kind of like start off asking you some question like about your new music, right? Your new song, Better. So the Better, what was the inspiration for that single and where did it come from?
So Better is based, it's a, actually a, like a love song. Oh. And it's like a, basically I use like past experiences and then I just kind of make up my own stories or just like stories from friends too. So it's about like liking someone and then realizing that that person like likes someone else. And that song is like, it's a sassy song. So I wanted to like write something that's like, oh, you know what? She doesn't deserve you because she's not treating you right. And that's I will treat right. you better. You know, because I hear a lot of my friends and it's based on, I mean, it's based on like experiences of my own or experiences of my friends. And I hear my friends like complain, like, oh my God, like I hear them saying like, oh, my girlfriend doesn't treat me right. Or my boyfriend doesn't treat me right. Or like, I mean, they don't really say that or they like just tell me what they do. And I'm like, dude, like that, you know, you deserve a lot better. So this song is for people who, you know, it's just to embrace their confidence and being like, I deserve to be treated better, or you know what, I'm a go get the person I really love because I know I can treat them better.
I'm you know what, I'm gonna put that song in my story Instagram now because that would be a good motivation song. Just kidding, but no, seriously, that is really cool and I love it. This show is about empower women anyway. So awesome. Yeah, you can do better and you want
yes.
better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the whole song's about being, you know, doing better. Yeah.
And then you're ready to love seeing with yes. Guy Tang yes. from Blend Empire. How was that working with him? Working on the song with him?
It was really cool. You know, we also shot a music video.
Oh, so just a music video?
Yeah, it's a full music video. And it was, you know, set in the 80s. I had 80s. My crimped hair and of course, you know, Guy and his team did my hair for me. So there's a video, a separate video where he does a tutorial on how he colored my hair. And I really want to do pink and purple.
Oh, so, you're doing pink and purple?
Yeah, so pink and purple hair and he colored my hair. And then we crimped it. So he had his 80s crimped. I had my 80s crimped hair. Uh-huh. And it was big and it was, you know, it was all his idea. And there's a music video on YouTube. So you can search Guy Tang, Cheryl K, Ready to Love. It's a beautiful duet. And it was dedicated to his husband, Almar, who's also featured on Bling Empire. So he co-wrote the song with two of the producers, John Ho and Jimmy Burney.
Oh, I can't wait. I definitely want to see the video. I haven't seen the music video yet. So I'm really interested. I wanted to see it. I can't wait. What made you decide to pursue singing, especially for, you know, being an Asian family, they always have the very, I don't know about your parents like that. You know, the typical Asian family, they always put you in a box where doctor, lawyer, engineer, mm-hmm. or what else, teacher or something
yeah.
like that, right?
Yeah.
So, and I know that you went to USC as a bachelor degree in business administration, and then you were minor in music industry.
Yeah.
So how from that minor in music into your career pretty much?
Right. Well, I mean, just like, you know, I'm originally from Malaysia and Singapore, and my parents, I would describe them as very academic people because
yes.
they met at National University of Singapore, which is one of the top universities in the world.
Wow.
So they, you know, expected their children to be, you know, I mean, they hope for us to be like doctors, lawyers, architects, you know, the typical Asian.
Yes.
So
I have them too.
Yeah. I mean, you're an attorney, so.
I have to stay in the box.
Yeah.
I don't have to tell them like you, so I don't have a choice.
Well, when I was 8, then, you know, they realized I love singing so much and they are super supportive of my love for singing. And when the time came when I was of age and I could, you know, ready to be a little bird and fly from the nest.
Aww.
And they were, you know, they were a bit hesitant to let me go, but I was like, I really wanted to come to Los Angeles or New York to pursue my dream.
Have you been to Los Angeles and New York before that?
LA, yes. So back in 2010, I actually represented Malaysia in this competition called the World Championship of Performing Arts, where I actually won a Hollywood Industry Award when I was 14 years old.
Oh, wow.
So from then on, and it was all paid for by the government because it was considered like the, I mean, it's considered the, like the Olympics for performing arts.
Oh, wow.
So I took part in the vocal category and I won a couple of medals, gold, silver, bronze, and different. We took part in many different categories. So from then on, I knew that from that competition, I had a lot of feedback from the judges who were celebrity judges and stuff like that. They told me that I was talented. So I knew that, because I always questioned myself as, you know, as someone from who's international, as I always question myself, like, oh, am I good enough to be, you know, competitive in LA? I know that I sing a lot in Southeast Asia. I don't know whether Hollywood is too saturated, too competitive for, you know, my talent. So is there room enough for me to grow? So I came out here as a student because there was no other way to come out and be legal in the US.
Right.
So I told my parents, okay, I'm going to go study, but truthfully, like, I was really hoping to, you know, meet more people from LA and hopefully, you know, find doors that would open for me to open for my singing career, because that's always been the dream. So I came out here as a student and then I did a business degree and, you know, I always contemplated whether to go to, like, you know, Berklee College of Music and all that to study music more. But my parents always say, put your studies first and then you can do whatever you want.
Is that amazing? Your major was
business.
Music was a minor.
I always found economics and entrepreneurship and marketing very intriguing because I believe as an artist, I was trying to find a major that was, if I weren't going to study vocal, like, or music, because two reasons. Basically, I was afraid to study something I was so passionate about and love, because I was, you know, when you do something too much, you might begin to hate it. And I was so worried that if I were to do the thing I love every single day, I was worried that I was going to despise it.
Do you despise it now?
No, I don't. I love singing and I love
your passion.
Yeah. And I also, my parents always say, you're really good with the books too. You know, I love science.
She's smart and talented.
I love
what else?
I take after my parents and my sister. And so they were like, you know, try. And then I was like, okay, you know, as an artist, you are the product and you are marketing yourself, because as an artist, you have to market your music, your branding, everything. You're managing your own social media, you know, everything. And also your music is your product. So how are you gonna market that? So I thought business was the most applicable major to what my life
you
is. And also
doing
like
great.
Thank you. And also like down in the future, I hope to, you know, like open, you know, either it's a record, my own recording label, or you know, merchandising and stuff like that. That is something that my major could be applied to. And then I decided to minor music industry because it's music business, and that's where I learned to read contracts. I learned about, you know, what the legalities of, you know, copyright infringements and stuff like that. So that really helped me and understand whenever I got my own contracts from like Crazy Rich Asians or anything, other recordings that I've done, I have, you know, I actually understand what I'm reading, and it has helped me so much to even, like, you know, like to point out things like, hey, I know I could ask for this, or like, hey, you know, I think, you know, this sentence, I could protect myself more. It's just, you know, it's just trying to be like, take precautions and be clever about the contracts that are given to you.
I'm so proud of you. I think that's really smart. And as you know, a lot of artists are just, you know, they know how to create, but they don't know how to protect themselves or their right?
Yeah, so because in this industry, this so many smart. People take advantage of you. So many people think artists do not, they're not, they think, they assume artists are not smart. They just think artists are good at doing, you know, the singing and whatever they're doing, but they don't know how to read contracts. And I mean, reading contracts is difficult. Like, I still get, you know, legal help and advice, but at least I understand what I'm reading, and when I just get a confirmation from someone else to make sure that I'm reading it correctly. Like, I had, like, you know, literally had experiences before where I was just like, hey, this doesn't look right, you know, and then people are like, no, it's right. And then someone else, like the lawyer, comes and just like, oh, actually she's right. Like, I was right.
No, you know, I'm that proud kind of you. Thing. That's
so
good.
It's like, I actually have, you know, I was like super proud of myself because I realized that my minor actually helped me so much with whatever my work is day to day. And so that's how I, you know, pursued my major and my minor from the University of Southern California. And I was very fortunate because I got a scholarship from USC as well to study there. And that was how I, you know, came to the US. And then I was very blessed when I kept doing YouTube and social media and videos and singing. I kept doing what I love, but I could only mostly perform on campus because of the restrictions. Mm-hmm. And then Crazy Rich Asians landed on my plate. That's how it happened upon graduation in May 2018.
Oh, so when you got into Crazy Rich Asian, you were still in college?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She's smart. She's very talented. And I think do what she just said for the audio listener out there. If you're an artist, you definitely want to take that advice. And as a lawyer myself, I do see that as one of the things that happens to a lot of artists, unfortunately. So it's good that, you know, you definitely should read the contract, protect
your rights. Yeah, always make sure you read, you know, from the start to the end because you're signing it. Never blindly sign something. Because a lot of people always go like, well, I guess I can't negotiate anything, or I guess I can't change anything. So I'm not going to ask any questions. I don't want to sound stupid. So let me just sign this. And honestly, that's the thing that could bite you back in the butt in the future. So always read your black and white.
Very smart. And then so Crazy Rich Asian came to you, that kind of fall on your play when you were in college. How that have changed your career or bring you now in your career?
Yes. So I'm very, very thankful and to John M. Chu and his whole team that helped me get onto the movie Crazy Rich Asians, because I basically took part in this open casting call called you basically hashtag Crazy Rich Asians casting on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff. And I was actually auditioning for acting. And
wait,
then,
you act also?
Yeah, I act as well.
Oh my gosh, she is multi-talented. I mean, she's like doing everything. Okay, good.
It's so funny. So I was actually auditioning for acting. And then recently, I actually did a gig recently. So John refreshed my memory. He was like, yeah. So he introduced me for this gig. I think it was 2 weeks ago. It was for an event that I was performing at. He did the introduction when I came on stage. And he was also telling the story, you know, how he discovered me on YouTube. And he was saying like, yeah, so she was actually auditioning for acting, but we didn't have a suitable role for her. So but her voice was amazing, because like I sang Mama Knows Best a cappella like 15 seconds.
Okay, you're gonna sing this. Okay, you sing something right now because you gotta have to hear her voice. Go ahead.
All right,
this is a song that she got discovered, everyone. Okay, now you have
hopefully
to
I remember this. There's something going down, like the storm in the sky. Ooh, yeah, I ain't gonna be played, but your behavior comes on. I forgot the lyrics. Okay. It's on YouTube though.
But you know what? Can you guys understand what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have a look at her YouTube because she's so tiny. Her voice, oh my God, it was like amazing, so strong. Okay, what's your social media handle so the audience can look you up and follow
yes,
you?
Yes, my social media handle is This Is Cheryl K.
Okay, that's super easy, everyone. You can mess up on that. And K,
yeah, it's really everywhere, all over. You can
K is just the letter K. I mean, everybody can do that. So follow her on her social media, her social handle, and then go look her up on the YouTube, and you can understand what I'm trying to say. She's really pretty and her voice is amazing. Just that. And she's sitting down. She's not even standing up singing, because we're doing a podcast in my office and her voice is always like that. Can you imagine if she's standing up and have the proper microphone and just sing her truly voice, right? So anyway, okay. So because you want to be an actor, and then they really like you, there's no position for you, you end up doing the singing.
Yes. And then he got Warner Brothers to call me and was like, hey, would you want to, you know, basically when Warner Brothers reached out to me from when I uploaded my videos almost a year later. So I didn't think much of it. I uploaded my video and then almost a whole year later, I get this random call, email, and then followed by a call from Warner Brothers Pictures. And
did
I was
you
like, oh my
scared?
God. Yeah, I did. I had to check. I was like, oh my God, it's from Burbank, California. Or not, you know, some like weird scam address or email address, something like that. But they said like, your name came out as a suggestion to sing a song for the movie. Would you be interested? And I'm like, of course I am. You know, in my head, I was like, hell yes. But like, you know, I saw the email, I made sure that I was like, yes, I would love to, like, you know. And then when I got on the phone call, I was like, you know, just I'm really curious. I want to thank this person who suggested my name. Do you know, are you allowed to tell me who it is? And they were like, because I was like, that, you know, I didn't think of John M. Chu because I didn't know him personally. And they were like, oh, John himself. And I was like, what? You mean the John, like the director John? And they were like, yeah, because he watched your YouTube video. And I was like, but I only sent 15 seconds in that video. And they're like, well, he sent us that video. And I guess he liked it. So do you want to do the demo? And I'm like, yeah, oh my gosh, like telling, thank you so much for this opportunity. And then I said, you know, I wanted to know my chances. So I was like, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people auditioning for this song, for the movie. So are you allowed to tell me like how many people are doing this audition? And they're like, oh, well, as far as we know, John only requested for you. So if you can record, you know, the demo right, like, well, I guess, you know, you could get the job. So I was like, oh my God, yes. So I basically learned the song that day itself. I wanted to sleep on it because, you know, it's always better to just sleep on something and then record it the next day so that you're like more familiar with the material because I had to learn it. And I recorded it the next day. And then the following day, so within 72 hours of them contacting me, I was hired for the movie.
Okay, girl, lady out there, what's the story been telling you? By the way, the 15 seconds wait enough because what you just hear her to sing, that was like less than 5 seconds. And I'm sure you can already tell how strong her voice is, right? Especially now, you know, she also do acting and it was her voice that really got her in this movie because there's no one else was compete with this, right? And then another thing is, it's like, based on her story, you can tell, like, you never know what's going to happen.
Sometimes, yeah, always put yourself out there.
Exactly.
That's why I always tell people, yeah.
And there's another door open for you somehow.
Yeah.
And she didn't even get the email until like a year later.
Yeah, like I uploaded my video on February 8th of 2017. And then I got the call on January 2nd, 2018.
See,
yeah.
You never know. You just never
yeah,
know.
You never know. I always like to tell people, if you never ask, you'll never know. Or you never try, you'll never know. So like, always just go for it. No matter what field you are in, if you have a dream, just honestly, like if you are really passionate about it, just put yourself out there. You'll never know what's going to happen for you.
Wait, so are you going to continue to participate more acting stuff? I mean, are you
yes.
pursuing that?
Okay. Yes, I have been pursuing that. I've been training and I'm currently still training on acting. I mean, it's always, you know, even singing, I'm currently also training with people because there's always things to learn. Even if I train, I am a vocal coach as well. I train people and I also am taking lessons currently. Like I honestly stopped taking lessons for a while and then recently because now the pandemic has gotten better. I mean it's questionable, but like it's better
yeah,
than before.
Yeah.
But I, you know, now that I can, you know, meet people face to face a bit more, I wanted to, you know, work on my skills. So even with how, you know, my singing is, I still believe that everybody can always learn and grow. So I am taking vocal lessons. I am taking acting lessons. And I'm putting myself out there for, you know, I've been auditioning a lot for acting. I've been doing a lot of self-tapes and auditions in person or not in person and working on pursuing a couple of projects. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that you also do voice coaching. So
yes,
if the audience or listener wanted to, you know, obviously if you want to be like you in previous singing, can
yeah.
you take a listen from you?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I have not like publicized publicly that I teach, but usually I have vocal coached a couple of my clients, including Guy Tang, because it's usually I usually take on clients who come to me and ask me that they want me to teach, then I teach. But I haven't actually put it out there that I'm like, you know, looking for students. But yeah, if anyone's interested, you can reach out to me on my social media platforms. Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I was going to say. How are they going to reach out to you if you want to, you know, learn from you and then
yeah.
you'd be a great influence for them. And I'm sure a lot of them will want to follow you and then at least get your feedback on it.
Yeah.
So who were some of your biggest influence growing up that guide you or lead you into the singing, acting, entertainment industry?
Well, I'm my inspirations, right?
Yes.
I love Bruno Mars, and I'm going to see him perform in 2 days.
Yeah.
And tomorrow. Let's talk sorry. About
tomorrow. That. Talk about yeah. that. We're supposed to have dinner on Friday night, and she canceled on me because of Bruno Mars. So I guess Mars. I can compete with Bruno
okay. Mars.
Okay.
Well, technically. My fiance.
Oh, by the way, good news. A great new another thing we need to share. So Cheryl recently got engaged. Yeah. So you can tell everybody that.
Yeah, I recently got engaged. And my fiance, coming back to the story, he got so excited. He knows my favorite artist, or one of my favorite artists, is Bruno Mars. He got, you know, so excited. He bought the tickets, he planned the surprise and everything, and he surprised, here are the tickets, and it's my birthday weekend. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I have a podcast interview with Evie on that day.
It's so, okay.
So that's what happened, and I had to call Evie, and thank God she's, you know, super kind, and we managed to reschedule. And
so my audience will miss this, but it's perfect because, you know, since the new engagement, we figure we're just going to have dinner next time to celebrate the new engagement. But at least we know Bruno Mars is one of the biggest, you know, influencers yes, for the
yes,
show.
Yes, yes.
And that's why we would not want her to miss that. So who was your biggest influencer?
Yes, and I love, I mean, growing up, I listened to a lot of Whitney Houston, and, you know, I still listen to all these people, Mariah Carey, Christina Aguilera, Jennifer Hudson, and Jennifer Hudson also just came out with the movie Respect, and oh my gosh, it was amazing in it. You know, Aretha Franklin is also another huge inspiration. So if you see the common qualities among all these singers, you can tell that they're all like big, powerful singers, and that's how I got my, like, I think, inspiration to sing a lot of like big, powerful songs, because these
it's true, yeah. Because her voice also very powerful. And then that makes sense when she's saying this.
Yes. Yeah, so definitely a huge inspiration came from all these singers. So I grew up listening to a lot of songs because my mom would play them on the radio on the car, and then I guess I fell in love with, you know, watching shows like American Idol and seeing how people have achieved their dreams and success. And I was like, I told my parents, I want to be like that someday, and I want to inspire other people to do the same, because
not someday, you're already there. Not someday, you're already there, Cheryl.
I always believe that I'm still growing, and I'm just the beginning
yes.
of my it's just the beginning of my dream. Yeah, but I am very, very, like, I am very thankful, and I feel very blessed to have been able to experience everything I have so far, because these were things on my bucket list, like seeing my name, you know, scroll in a movie in the ending credits, and yet alone, like, I never thought I'd be able to hear my voice sing on a soundtrack of a huge movie in the Chinese theater along the Walk of Fame. And, you know, when I heard my voice, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, that is me, right? That's me, right?
That is you.
Yeah, and, you know, bucket list, like, I always dreamt of being able to sing and perform with people like David Foster. And in 2014, I actually got the chance to perform in one of his David Foster and Friends concert, where I was invited to, you know, sing with him while he played the piano. That video is also on YouTube. So honestly, YouTube has opened a lot of doors for me, because I just kept like uploading videos of me singing, and somehow, you know, I got discovered and got invited to perform or do a lot of things like that.
That's amazing. Okay, so as time close mm-hmm. we to the end, based on your singing career, and, you know, by looking back,
yes.
what would be the best advice you would give other who want to go in the same path as you? What you take from all this so far?
I have a few. One, stay true to yourself. It's very easy to get lost in the whole, like, ooh, Hollywood thing, and it gets to your head, and or you might think like, oh, I'm successful and I don't need any more coaching or learning. There's always room to grow. And also always stay humble, because you never know, like, the friends around you, the people who you work with are gonna be the most, like, you're gonna know who your true friends are, people who use you, or people who will help you grow. And know who your true friends are, because they will be the most important people in your life and who will support you till, you know, like the whole entire of your career and your dream. And of course, the most important one, don't ever give up on your dreams, because like there's always going to be roadblocks, you know, a lot of challenges. And I mean, I myself, like there are days where I am down and I tell myself and I ask myself, why am I doing this again? And then I come back to the same question. At the end of the day, it's always the same thing. I'm doing this because I really, truly love this. And I really believe that it is in my destiny, it's in my path to do this, because I really love singing and I really want to share my music with the world. And I believe that that's God's gift to me, and I want to use it to inspire other people to do the same. So like, if you have a dream, whether it's singing, acting, or anything really, you know, just go for it and you'll never know. And put yourself out there, like really just post it on YouTube or do podcasts or, you know, many things, because you never know who might pick it up. And don't question yourself, just do it.
Thank you so much. And it's so true. You know, this whole podcasting is really want to empower other women and girls. And I really believe that. And I think Cheryl did find her passion and purpose, and she really enjoyed it. And she got the talent, thank God. So Cheryl, thank you so much for taking time from your schedule to join us.
Thank you so much.
Episode. And then we would definitely have to schedule the dinner. And then, and again, we want to congratulate you on your new engagement.
That's amazing.
I don't know if we can say his name, but he's amazing. I really like him. He's really nice. But everyone, don't forget to follow Cheryl's social media handle.
Yes.
And she'll also do coaching if you're interested in that. I feel like she should do that for a bunch of little girls that have the dream, wanted to sing. And then what she just advised all of you is go for it. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there. And I think that's a very powerful advice. Hopefully that would inspire others who want to follow the same path. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you.